Big news, one generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/givetech. Is the metaverse dead? Kind of looks like it. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Lily Jamali. It wasn't all that long ago when the metaverse was being pushed hard in certain corners of the big tech universe. What was it? Not always clear, something about a virtual but realistic place where we were told we'd be hanging out with friends, holding office meetings, even buying property. Contributing to the hype, a tech giant neck deep in a PR mess and eager for a rebrand.
To reflect who we are and what we hope to build, I am proud to announce that starting today, our company is now Meta. From now on, we're going to be metaverse first. Not Facebook first.
That was then Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg announcing the company's new name in October 2021. Okay, so fast forward to today, and not many people are talking much about the metaverse anymore. Zuckerberg says they haven't given up on it just yet, but his is among the companies spending a lot less time and money on metaverse development. Ed Zitron, writer and CEO of EasyPR, explained what happened to the hype.
When you get down to what this actually entails, if you're fully sincere about doing the metaverse, it involves living in a virtual world that is somehow customized to the project or scope of whatever your business is. And that is expensive. It's like developing a video game every single time. So you saw these companies spin up, get tons of funding, and then they went, oh God, this is so difficult. It's so expensive. It's effectively the same development track as a AAA video game, except with none of the domain expertise and honestly twice, three times the pressure, because it's for a business thing. Those who did the metaverse, quite a lot of them then realized, oh, there's no money to actually be made in this. This doesn't make money at all. This costs a lot of money and doesn't make us anything, and people don't like it also. Because that was the thing. They tried to shove it down the throats of consumers too.
Yeah, and what about the physical hardware involved? The Oculus headset, which Facebook at the time, now Meta, acquired almost a decade ago. And these are these virtual reality headsets. Did they just not ever get to the point where consumers would actively want to buy and use them?
There's two different three metaverses, if you really want to call it that, which is number one is the virtual reality side. Oculus has been selling. Oculus has been. You've got other competitors like HTC Vive, and you've got the Valve Index and so on and so forth. So you do have a virtual reality industry. The problem is that when you try and scale that to the consumer level, you run into the problem that some people vomit when they use them. It's a big problem with virtual reality.
That just is a makes problem.
It feels bad, but also it's just not there yet. It isn't that comfortable. It isn't that cool. It really isn't turnkey yet. And so then you had the other metaverses. So you had the virtual worlds ones in like a browser, and those you had major brands using them. You had ones where they built their own worlds. There were multiple brands that did stuff and are still doing stuff with Roblox, for example. Basically a kids online RPG, kind of like Lego almost. They took that company public off the back of the metaverse. And then the third one are the charlatans of cryptocurrency, who created extremely dodgy worlds like Decentraland and Sandbox, where it was you'd plug these ultra expensive NFTs in for an extremely mediocre experience that no one enjoyed.
We'll be right back with more on what metaverse projects are out there now and whether they're any good right after this. Big news, one generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/givetech.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Marketplace Tech. I'm Lily Jamali. We're back with Ed Zitron of EZPR. Well, let me ask you this, Ed. Is there a version of the metaverse that you have ever felt good about, positive about as a concept?
The problem with that is you look at Second Life. Second Life is probably the closest to an actual metaverse that you've actually seen. It's a very customizable 3D world.
Mm-hmm. And this is something for people who aren't familiar that's actually been around for 15, 20 years, right?
Well, I cut my teeth in video games journalism. And I was one of the first people in England to write about massively multiplayer online RPGs like EverQuest, World of Warcraft. Second Life has been around longer than them.
Mm-hmm.
And Second Life is probably the closest and somehow is, I believe, still profitable. So that one is successful. If your definition of metaverse is just a successful virtual world, most massively multiplayer online RPGs are a good example. EverQuest was a huge success when it existed. World of Warcraft, you had many successful ones, especially in Asia. And these all predate this metaverse hype, and they're all games, other than Second Life, which is almost impossible to define. And the thing is, what you can look at with them and their successes is they actually had purpose. They weren't glomming onto a trend. They were trying to do something.
And is there a functional alternative at this point if they are effectively moving away from this concept?
I mean, that alternative to what, though? Because there never was anything. They'll still support Horizon. They'll still support these things. They're still going to plug things into them occasionally. But the problem is that the metaverse was never really a thing to begin with. And I think that that's what people are missing. It was an already existent VR world that kind of stank. There was a huge thing about characters having legs in Horizon Worlds that then turned out that they didn't have legs. And everyone just kind of made fun of it because all Zuckerberg was doing was making a very vague forward-looking statement, and then everyone copied him. And it was very indicative for 2021, honestly. A lot of hype, but with nothing in the middle.
Well, the kind of hype that you're describing is somewhat reminiscent of the hype that we're seeing now around generative artificial intelligence. That does have very real applications, and people are using it. It is integrated in people's work and their lives now. Still, do you see any similarities between the metaverse hype cycle and the one we're seeing now with AI?
I think there's a little, but generative AI actually does something. I think it does much less than people are claiming it will, but it does something. There is a product. There is ChatGPT or whatever Facebook's version of that will be. They have their own large language model they're working on. And the similarities in the hype that people are seeing is this level of very big, flowery language about the future without having any tangible version of it to show today that speaks to that vision at all. Right now, the various versions of LLMs, generative AIs, they are able to guess what you might say next or what you might want it to do based on the subset of data it's trained on. And then you have Fortune 500 executives talking about automating half the workforce, or was it Goldman Sachs, maybe 33% they said would be lose their jobs by 2030 or something. You get these statements and then you look at the actual tech and you say, what are you talking about? It isn't even like you can look at it and say, oh, I can kind of see what you're getting at. It just doesn't exist. The difference is that in the case of the metaverse, there was nothing close to even anything half resembling it. It was just a farce.
A lesson for tech CEOs, if any are listening right now, if you create a product, it has to do stuff. That's great advice.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That was Ed Zitron of EZPR. Ed Zitron's article on the death of the metaverse was published on Insider earlier this year. We've linked to it on our website, marketplacetech.org. Although it seems like Meta is putting the metaverse on the back burner, it is still working on a virtual reality simulator called Horizon Worlds, which could be called an outgrowth of all those investments. New games are being released consistently. The company even put out a virtual concert by rapper Jack Harlow for users still interested in the concept. Daniel Shin produced this episode. Jesus Alvarado and Rosie Hughes also produce our show. Gary O'Keefe and Brian Allison are our engineers this week. Daisy Palacios is our senior producer. Kelly Silvera is our executive producer. I'm Lily Jamali, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.